Okay, we are holding now in Lamed Beis, we're to Sif Yudches. Mem Petucha, you have an open mem, she nidbak psichosa venistama. So now, the opening part of the mem, meaning the left side of the letter, is now touching it next to it and became closed off because it's touching the next letter. Ein moyo ligror hadevek lilposcho. It doesn't help to scrape away where it's touching, and then that'll make it now open again. Mishum dahavi gechok tochos, because that's like chiseling away. It's not writing a letter, it's just removing the excess, and the letter forms automatically. Uma takonoso, so how do you fix it? Sheyigro kol hachartum, you take, that's like the whole, means a beak, means like the left side, scrape it all off. Now on a mem, if you scrape off the left side, the tisha'ir betsuras, kitsuras, nun kefufo, it'll look like a side of a nun. If you look at the right side of a mem, is a nun. Va'achakach, then yichtov mashigor. Then you now rewrite what was scraped away. Let's do the Mishnah Berurah on this in ayin. Shinidbak, that you have it touching the next letter to it. Ve'im posa baze nigia daka kichut hasara. If this becomes possible by touching this little like by a hair's breadth, I mash kasav nilakam in the inyan hey ayin bir halacha ayin aleph. Venistum became closed off. Have a kemem sosum. It's now like a closed off land, like an endemem. Shemakoma rak besoif teva, because the only place you, there's one exception in Chumash, I think it's the pasuk in Yeshayahu, by the Haftorahs, but there's really the only correct place for there to be a closed mem is at the sof teva. Veloba emse iso, it shouldn't be in the middle, so that's a problem. V'chein kol osios manspach, and any one of the five letters whose form changes when you put it at the end, ha kafulin be olive beis, koisev esa rishonos betechilas hateva, uve emse iso. Right, so you write it one way if it's in the beginning or the middle of a letter, as we know this, and you have a different way it's written when it's at the end. If you would change it and write like a tzadi in the end of tzadi, in the middle of the world, that would be possible. Okay, so now if you want to scrape it away, the where it's connecting, and then it would lefosko, that opens it up. Hu hadin shar oisio shinis kalkil tmunosam the ace hakasiva o achrakach. So this would be the same din by anything else that became ruined by the way it was written. Al yidei hagrira yamud kol al tmunosam. If you would scrape it away, it would still have its real form. Kigon dalad shehimshich raglo ledoim lechof pshuto v'chol hagavna. You'd have a long dalad, and again, if you would scrape that away, it would look like it was still the letter itself. Ein moil lehem greira kevan she'ena oisa maise beguf ha'ois hanishar. Then greira is not going to help. Scraping it away is not going to help because you haven't done anything to the actual letter itself. You've just removed the excess, right? Ella yimchak raglo. You have to erase the whole leg of the letter. Canal, as we said earlier, sif katan samaches. Va'achakach yisakenu. And then you can fix it up afterwards. V'huadin de mahani beze im himshich gago shel ois l'rochbo. Ad shenira lechol shehu dalas.
So the whole a similar idea over here as to what we saw earlier, that you can just like elongate the top part of it, that it becomes recognizable that it's a dal. You don't have to actually erase the letter. In contrast, as the Mishnah Berurah says now, aval la'el, but earlier we said, because of hey, ben makam dalad, really you're supposed to write a dal and you wrote a hey there. So now it's not going to be good enough just to take them off. The ksavnu sham, we wrote earlier, that tzorech gamkin limchok regel hadalas. You have to erase the whole letter, the leg of the dalad. Oh, gago, or the top of milvad regla hay, not just the letter of the hay. Why not? Why couldn't I just, because again, if you just erase the leg of the hay, then I'm left with a dal that's not going to be good enough. But mahani eitzazu de hamshochas gag hadalas. We don't give this eitzah about, you know, drawing out the roof of the top part of the dalad. To hare belav hachi tsuroso alav, because it's already looks like that. Lekach lo mikri ze shum tikun. You didn't really fix it at all because you had the letter by itself. Okay, ayin gimel, that you can't do chok tochos, right? De guf ha'os ein oisa shumaisa. You didn't do anything to the letter itself. Elagor hastima, you just basically erased, scraped away the part that was closing it off. V'hu adin im tov because of ches b'makam shnei zayin. And the same thing would be if you wrote, again, zayin, we'll learn again in lamed vav, the different forms of the letters, but basically a ches is two zayins next to each other, right? So instead, you wrote a ches where you're supposed to have two zayins. Ein moil ligror hagag levad. That's not good enough just to take off the roof of it behach time for the same reason. El, meaning, because again, what's the reason? Just to speak this out. Because you haven't done anything to change the os. You didn't write the os. You just erased the part that was preventing it from being an os. You erased the gag, and then mean, oh, poof, two zayins appeared. No good. Ella, what do you have to do? Tzorech ligorim ad sheyavatlem meim tumosom. You have to be mevatel, destroy the form of the letter. V'chein, and so too. Im tov ose chapshuto l'mala ke'in dals. Shlefi das harbe min apoiskim hi psul. That's not good, going to most. Then the kamosha mavur lekalman besimin lamedvav gam kain ein moil. So the same idea. Ligra hatag lasoisa ogula to drag out the top of her to make it rounded off on top. The hare chok tochos. That's the same concept that we're saying of what's it called? You know, rounding it out. It's not going to be good. Ella Yosef Ale Dio Viase Agula. So what you should do is to add more ink to it. That's going to make it look rounded. Veneer, and it would seem Delo Ma'akev Shelo Kisidron Batikun Ze. That's not going to be a problem because you didn't do it in the right order. To Belav Hachi Tzuros Oleha, because even without doing this Tikun to it, correcting it so to speak, then it had its form as well. Ayin Dalid. Matkanoso. So, what is the way to fix it? So it says the Mishnah Berurah: Kol shekasu b'siv ze sheyesh tekana. Everything we're talking about is important. You sewed for at least when Hilchos Tefillin. Then we're talking about fixing it. Highness is case of kodim shekasu os acharav. Very important to remember that you have not yet written the next letter. Di ilav hachi, because if not this, then possible Tefillin and mezuzos. Then both for Tefillin and the mezuzos, and we know it. Be'in and behen kesidron davka. It has to be written in order. You can't write something out of order. See, for Torah is not required, but for Tefillin and mezuzah, yes. Okay, as we've said that that there are certain exceptions which are mentioned specifically later on. Ayin hey, kitzuras nun kfufa. Right, so if you scraped off the left side of the mem, it's going to look like the regular nun. Kiksivas hamem petucha hu b'shtei ksivas. There's two strokes. Two motions that are used to write the mem. The highness means betchilas kosvin kimo nun. First you write the nun kufa va'achakach tolin betzida kimo vav. You write the vav on the left side of it. The im kain. So says the Mishnah Berurah. Not everyone's going to agree to this, but says the Mishnah Berurah. Kol shenase hapsul bo dahainu havav tzarech ligra kulo. So you have to erase the whole thing. Aval hanun shenichta behechsher. That nun was fine. Ain tzarech ligra. You don't have to erase that. Hu adin b'chol oy shenichta b'shtei ksivos. Anything that's written with two strokes. Kigon gimel v'chayutzabel nase psul b'ksiva achas. And one of the strokes was a problem. Ain tzarech ligra rak osa. You only have to get rid of and correct this stroke that was a problem with the writing it. But at the first one, it was fine. Lafuki bereish, to exclude the case of a reish, sha'asa'a kimin dal, you made it look like a dalid, bepam achas nichtav hakol bepsul. You wrote the whole thing in one stroke, and it's puzzle. Okay, in that case, and yeah, so bepam achas nichtav hakol bepsul, tzarech hakol ligor, you have to erase everything. The Chazon Ish argues, if you look in Dirshu 110, he says, v'tama Chazon Ish, he's amazed by this din. Ma chilek yesh bein also ois bekoch echad o she'asa b'shnei kochos. What difference does it make whether the letter was written with one or two motions? Hare mutter lasois ois achas bekochos harbe. You could write one letter with many things like that. V'chei mutter lasois mem petucha bekoch echad. You could do the mem with one. L'fikach kosev she'ein tzarech ligor ela es she'nichtav achar ha'psul. You only have to write the things that was written after the psul kicked in. Okay. Continuing now in the Mechaber on top, the reish sha'asa'a kimin dalet. If you made a reish look like a dalet, yesh lahachmir v'loimar delo sagi kishayigur hayarech levad o hagag levad. It's not going to be enough just to pull down the yarech as the side of it or the top of it. V'yachzor v'yichtevenu kimin reish, and then to go back and write it like a reish. Mishum why the bein hagag o bein hayarech nasu b'pisul, because they were made. In a way that's no good. Hilkach tzarech ligror shnehim. Therefore, you have to erase both of them. It says the Mishnah Berurah in Ayin Vav, the Reish, O Vav, she'asa kimin Reish, or you make a Vav that would be rounded like that. B'cholka hagavna, and any one of these types of similar cases, shenase b'ksiva achas. Again, this is the sheet of the Mishnah Berurah. It's written in one, we just quoted the Chazon Ish argues, but it's written in one stroke. Ayin Zal kimin Dalad, you made the Reish look like a Dalad. V'hu hadin, begago shechof, Pshuta, she'asa rachav. You made the top part of the chof. You made it wide. Ad shenira kedalis oresh. It looks now like a dalad oresh. I'm bir halacha v'hasoifrim nichshalim bezeh. Many people are nichshal on this. The soifrim are well, I'm saying who harbe because it's a tremendous problem. He says. Then the mechaber continues. Ve'im nidbeka os la'os. If you have two letters that are touching each other, right? Bein kodem shetikamer bein la'achar shenigmar apostle. Whether this has happened before you finished or whether after you finished, it's going to be apostle. So the Mishnah Berurah speaks out in Sifkotin Ayin Ches shenigmar ha'os ba'arko karo. You finished it off the correct way. Keep going. Shekosav tevas lo. You wrote the word lo. Lamed vav. Ve'nidbak ha'vav be'katsehu le'halamed. And then the edge of the what's called the vav touches the lamed. Any similar case of this? I feel the benigia koldahu. Even just the smallest little thing. Shlo nishtanes al yedei zeh ha'os mitzura. So it doesn't really change the form. You can totally say it, but you can tell it's a lamed. You can tell it's a vav, but they're touching. Afilu hachi pasul. If they're touching even the smallest amount, it's pasul. The beinin shehe ha'os mukaf gavil. We learned earlier it has to be totally surrounded on all sides. Even the last letter on a line, as we saw, has to be parchment around it. It has to be clear space, white around it. Ve'im nispashto ha'osios mikoch lachos hadio. And if they became like spread out because of the wetness of the ink, shekorin gif wasin ad shenire kidivugin. And now it looks like they are attached. Mikomachem nire she'ein ha'osios nogon. Right, kosher. It's going to be fine. Im ha'osios nogin, but the letters are touching each other. Ashenasa ze la'acher kasiva. Even this happened after you were done writing it. Afil hachi pasul. Even if you wrote it fine, then they touched afterwards because again the ink moved a little bit. It's going to be pasul. Evan Ezra b'simin kuf chaf alav sif tezayin b'hagav beis shmuel ayin sham ayin la'el bir halacha b'sof sif tezayin im ve'im nimsa. Dibuk bein os la os kishahotia sefer Torah likriyas. Now you're reading, you till it out, if you're doing a sefer Torah, and you're doing it, now you see the letters are touching, sa'ayin l'kam v'simin kuf mem gimel, that's the halachas of kriyas Torah, Mishneh Berurah. So the Nadir Shri tells us what happens over there. 115. This varsham, it's explained over there. She'im nidbeku ha'osios b'chol orchan, if the letters are touching along the orech, oh, afilu im nidbeku miktoson, even just a little bit, ela shenishtana al yedei ze tzuras ha'ois, but by them touching now, they change the form of the letter, tzarech lahotzi sefer Torah acher, then that's a problem, and you would have to take out a new sefer Torah. Aval im ha'divuk eina b'chol orech ha'ois, but it's not along the whole length of the letter, velo nishtana b'kach tzuras ha'ois, and it doesn't change the actual form of the letter, im ha'divuk b'soif ha'ois, if it's the end of the letter, ve'ia shalat talking, you can't fix it, kagon, the Shabbos, right? It's on the Shabbos. You won't be able to do anything. Or if you eshel sachno, or in a case where it would be on a weekday, elishiyesh torach lachzur achrim ishi sheyur. Go find somebody who knows how to do this. You know, not going to let anybody just up there start messing around with the Sefer Torah. So, but it'd take a while. Be a torach the tirchad tzibur mutar likro boikach. You could read it in this form if it's written that way. Ulam im hadibek b'techilas ha'ois. If it's the beginning of the letter, o be'emzos, or in the middle of it. The rest of the letter was written in a way that makes it possible. Yesh machmir, and in case you have to be strict, shetzarich lahotzi sefer Torah achir. You'd have to take out a new sefer Torah. Avili im lo hishtana tzuras ha'os. Even in the case that it would not change the actual form of it because the letter was written in a way that made it possible. The yesh makir, but others are lenient in this case. Came into lo hishtana tzuras ha'os because the actual form didn't change. V'shasad chak, you're in your pressing circumstances. Yesh lismach al hamakilim. One could, in a time of necessity, rely upon the lenient opinions. This is when you find it as you're reading it. You know, it wasn't planned. You didn't know about it in advance. You discovered it right now. If you knew in advance, you should not willingly take out a Sefer Torah from the Aron if you know that it has letters that are touching. Even though they're only touching a little bit, even if they're not going to change the actual form of that, this should not be done. But if we saw B'dievet, you have what to rely upon. Okay, Yud Ches is a long Siman Sif, so we'll pick it up, we'll finish up here with Hashem next time.